Blog Talk Radio.
You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports Index.
And if I may say, that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trucking and Gods Radio Network. And the show that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable. Take it away, sir.
In the background here, Sports In-Depth, the sounds keep blasting. Really, on the side, we usually do Earthwind and Fire. Not Earthwind and Fire. Summer Madness. No, that's good. That's good. No. It was good. You turn it. It was good before. Yeah, yeah. Earthwind and Fire. We're recording live from our Victor Studios in the background. Some of the classic sounds of yesteryear. And there we earlier heard Diana Ross kicking out, baby. First Lady of Motown. Hey. Johnny Cool and the gang here. It's Cool and the Gang with our initial opening song. What happened here on Wimbledon Euro Sunday? And wow, Euro Cup, Italy, England 1-1. As we broadcast live, Yankees about ready to sweep Dusty. Oh, my goodness. Dusting off my beloved Dusty Baker and the Astros are sitting four players to the All-Star game. Nobody's playing like that this weekend. Got shut out the first two games. Mr. Cole went the distance. 129 pitches, a three-hit shutout yesterday. And the Yankees are leading big as we go into the ninth inning today. And we also find that Brazil would never lost World Copa Cup games in Brazil at the Macarena. Once I was over 2,000 people. But I think the FIFA, some kind of restriction came, so they cut it down. I think it's still the largest stadium, though. But it had over 200,000 in one. Imagine, too, that's like almost 1/4 million people in one spot. Wow. One zip loss yesterday to Argentina. And the first time Argentina has won a major event in a long time. First time for Messi, that's a big thing. it was a big victory for Messi. Somebody made a comment to that. Now, that solidifies him as the greatest football player of all time. Are you serious? Is that Michael, my good buddy, Social Redundantly on TV today, Wimbledon? Are you serious? Here's a guy that wins the pennant, and you're saying that he is a greater player than the guy who won the World Series 3 times? Play won the World Cup 3 times? 3 times! At a time when the players were at the absolute be a zest, as Murray Caden said. So you're telling me Messi, who wins it at the ebb of his career, is better than Pelé, who won it at the height of his career? Won the World Cup 3 times. 3 years in a row! What are you telling me? Messi, who won the Copa, and it's the second time, too, that the losing team has to be really bad, because Brazil lost in Brazil, as when the Philly pitcher who tied Tom Seaver for 10 strikeouts in a row, losing it for Messi. Brazil should be sure that shit. Well, I know it's over, brother. That's my mind. That's how he's looking at Blossom Radio Custom Guard Network at the Big A. Lil Pete, all knowing I mean, NFL agent here with me. We're broadcasting live from our Hicksville studio. First show ever from Hicksville. On a Sunday. Euro Sunday. Euro Women's Sunday. And I'm going to talk to Eileen too about some things. Milkovic became also the third man that went 20 majors in his career. And I talked to Eileen about that. We're going to talk to Eileen. You know, my thing is, you know, 20 guys did that. 20 guys did that. I mean, my thing too is, how good can Major League Baseball be when this guy from the Angels can pitch and hit and be a star? And, you know, how good can the game be? I watched in the game Friday, and the Astros pitcher gives up a hit to the Yankee batter who's batting 188. He gives up a double to a guy batting 188. As it turned out, the Yankees won that game 4-0. So I'm just me and Eileen talked about that too. We'll talk about all known Eileen will join us here. Chuck Mangione in the background. The music is so great. Let's do it. We'll just constantly be playing some of these sounds coming from the Hicksville Studios mansion. Chuck Mangione, got a chance to meet Chuck Mangione too. Listen to Diana Ross before. Diana Ross got an Oscar nomination the first time she ever acted. The first time she ever acted, she got an Oscar nomination. She's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, if I'm correct, as a solo artist, like Smokey Robinson is, and with a group, Smokey with the Miracles, Diana with the Supreme, greatest female group of all time. Greatest female group of all times. Okay. And she went in there with her late friend Florence Ballard, and now her late friend Mary Wilson. She was a mother. Chuck Mangione in the background. You know, let me just put you back at a certain place in time. You just thank God for those moments, and you just hope that you savored them. Just trying to find the right word. Designed, enhanced, and indulged. Indulged in them, embedded them. Special times, special places. Dr. Sandy Swanson at Blog Talk, we're trusting God. You know, I was open on a Sunday. Sam Cook woke up over here.
Well, there was a woman in the Bible day. She had been sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, "What are you trying to do?" She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." She cried, "Oh!" I know I'll be made whole.
Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports In Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sports In Depth on Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Data Network with Doc Stanley and his posse, where we rope the rumors, false side issues, and brand the truth. Trust in God.
Doc Stanley, Sports In Depth, Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Data Network. We're coming to you. Little Pete, Big A. Got one hold here. What? You can't start the show. Unless you start the up with prayer. John Coltrane. Losing prayer here. Sports In Depth, Blog Talk Radio, Discussion Guard, Radio Network. Hey, Lord, we thank you for another day. More importantly, have your will, have your way. We thank you, Lord, for last night laying down, this morning getting up. Thank you for food on our table, shoes on our feet, clothes on our back. Thank you, Lord, for debt paid that wasn't me a long time ago on the cross. We thank you, Lord, for all things big and small. And more importantly, Lord, we thank you that you are our God. And we ask these blessings, all the blessings, in your darling Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. Little sounds here from Brazil that in morning, as they lost the Copa Cup. They won it last year, the defending champions, trying to make it 2 years in a row, and also, more importantly, the arch enemies, Argentina. Argentina won. But hey, we're going to live. Lady A, play with the music for you. Let's play a little less of an interview with Sea Wings from football. Come on back to you and go live from our studios here at our Hicksville studios, where we have the all-knowing Eileen, NFL Edge, and Sarah Thing.
Going into the halftime,
what, baby?
You guys only down two. What was Coughlin?
Go ahead.
Who is that?
Who's
this now? Hold on, now listen live with you. Hey, Sonya, hold on, Sonya, don't go there. Hold on.
No, she's walking down there.
Okay, that's good. So now we're still going to Sonya, the first lady. Sonya, what's going on, girl? The first lady of Manhattan. How you feeling, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I got to be a lot better now hearing from you. No, hey, some people say I haven't vacationed all my life.
What do you say,
Sonya?
No,
I've been running back. We've been playing a little bit of music here live here, Sonya, Sports Def Sonya, one of the first ladies of American Airlines. I've been back and forth to Brazil. I won't be back there until the latter part of the year. But I'm looking to eventually. I'm looking to get to Brazil the latter part of the year, as I'm looking.
Oh,
Yeah, yeah, I fought the laser, and we played a little music here. In fact, Brazil right now is kind of in mourning. They lost the Copa Cup. Not only did they lose it, but they lost it in Brazil, and they lost it to their arch enemy, Argentina. So as we mentioned yesterday, Neymar lost to his former teammate, Messi, the great Lionel Messi, the great Neymar, too. But none would be greater than Pelé who ever played a game of football, though. How you been, girl?
So you've been well? Oh, great, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now you still have that great apartment?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they, you know what? There's two great apartments in Manhattan, yours and all the others. Yeah, yeah. Okay, listen, I know you rolled. Got to see you. I think about the other day, you and Stevie. You made your Sunday. Good to hear from you. Stay in touch. Love you, girl.
You too.
Bye. Okay. One of my American Airlines contacts. Okay, let's get here. We got the, I lost Lou Pete and Big A. They left me, so I want them to come back. They'll come back, hopefully. Stop sending support to the Block Talk Radio and Trusting Driver Network. Looking for Big Pete and Lou A to call me back. But let's continue with the great music, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Now, Dejico Tomasio, international promoter, who was the first person that I met from Brazil. He, in turn, introduced me to a friend of his who is the husband of Juan, the lead singer of Emotions, and he wrote that great song, Let's Groove Tonight. No, leave it. Great. I'm going to continue to bring you the sounds of some of the greatest music. We're going to stay live with you here to give you, they're in overtime. They're probably going to go to penalty kicks, so we're going to hold tight to give you the final score on that. But we got, this is Big K, Lil Pete. Big A, Lil Pete, talk to me now. What is that? Big A, Lil Pete. That's sending exposure to the blast up here in the church of the Big A, Lil Pete. I got a 202-676. Who I got here now? Talk to me. Got a doc from the fellows earlier. I'm saying. Come on, talk to me. What's that?
Doc, you're cutting out a little bit, Doc.
Keep coming in. Yeah.
Can you there you go. There you go. Oh, wait, hold on.
Big A?
Yeah, I can hear you, but it's, like, laggy. I don't know.
Yeah, let me go to the other area. Yeah, it's back and forth. Go ahead, talk to me, Big A. What's happening, babe?
That's better. That's better.
Okay. Well, let's shoot the questions. Earth, Wind, and Fire in the background. September, which is 2 months away now, which means that we'll be in the ninth month of the year, which means, too, that we'll have U.S. Open, where Novak just slammed. This will be the second time we'll have a person with the opportunity to get the Grand Slam in tennis. Serena Williams had her shot, and wow, man. Naomi Osaka beat her. Some controversial calls there. But Novak, I got a chance to meet some years ago, Rod Laver, the last man to win the calendar Grand Slam. And had an affair with Pete Rozelle, Jack Nicklaus, who has the most Grand Slams in tennis. Wow. Grand Slam. Okay, talk to me, Big A. What's happening, baby?
One sec, Doc. I'm watching the Italy game right now. Sorry. But, Doc, tell me a bit about Gus Johnson back in the day, because Oscar Robertson told me about him, how he was really good, but
Great play. I mean, the quintessential, if you want to talk about a power forward, that was a great play. And once again, just two things you have to understand from that era. Television was microscopic, and a lot of the great players were microscopic. And it's remarkable that you know about Oscar. It's remarkable that you know about Wes and Baylor. You know about Russell because of the consistency of the championships won by the Celtics, but you have so many great players you didn't hear a lot about. I mean, Oscar and West were great All-Americans out of college, so you heard about them. But, man, you didn't hear that much about Gus Johnson. I mean, the fact that this is a validation of such as people don't talk about Bob Pettit. 26-16 lifetime. 26-16 lifetime. Nobody talks about Bob Pettit. Won MVP, won a chance. What do we have here now? Let's get an update on Euro. Let's go inside here. We're trying to get this Euro score. Don't leave, Big A. Oh, hold on. We have a great penalty save by the goalie from England. And, wow, this is remarkable. A great save. England is trying to get on the board. A 1-1 final score. And now England will try to score the first of the penalty kicks. Don't move, Big A. We're live here from the Euro Cup from England. And it's a 1-1 game. England scored right away early. Italy came back and scored in the second half. Here's penalty kick time now. Here we go. He's going. He's moving. The goal. He got it. England has scored 1 point in the penalty kick. They're looking to win. It's a big day in England. As you know, Novak won the Wimbledon Championship, making him one of three players to win 20 Grand Slam tournaments. So now it's England with a 1-0 lead in the penalty kicks. Okay, it's 1-2. Okay, so now Italy will try to tie it up as far as penalty kicks. And it's the Euro Cup. As you know, yesterday Brazil lost in Brazil for the first time ever, losing to Argentina, which gave Lionel Messi his first major championship as the Argentinian player. Italy now has come back and scored another goal. So we have a 2-2 score here in the penalty time of the game. Replay shows that. So Italy and England trying to win the Euro Cup. And it's been some kind of game. 2-2 in penalty kicks. England will try to make it free as Italy was denied one kick, so this would be big. So England is trying to win, hoping to do so on the same day that Wimbledon was having their finals. And here we are as we get ready for the third attempt by an English player. Here we go. That's the end of the block. That's the end of the block. The goalie doesn't move. Oh! Wow. Man, terrible 2-2. And it was just a mistake by the kicker. Wow. And now, Big A, hang in here. I know you're interested about this, too. He's...
Yeah, Doc, I'm watching right now.
Okay, good. We're about to. It's 2-2. And that would have really given England the lead.
So yeah, that was a big miss.
That was huge. A tremendous miss. Tremendous miss. Because now Italy has a chance to take the lead. And we're seeing Italy does take the lead. Italy is up. And no question. The guy England has to really feel bad. The goalie went the wrong way. He was 100%. In the area, and now we're waiting to see. Okay, Big A, that's it. Sports Net Block, that's Radio Trusted Network. England, wow. It is a horrible miss by the player. And this is big because what happens here, if he doesn't make this one, we have England trying to pull it off, and England fans are upset. And it's blocked. It's blocked. It's blocked. It's blocked in Italy now. Well, okay, you're here, Big A. Penalty shot missed. And if Italy scores here, they will win. They will win. No, 3-2. 3-2. If England made this shot, they were up 4-3. But now they need
Doc,
to get another.
Wild,
yeah, yeah. Well, this is huge because they need this year to tie it up. Tie it up. Italy. Man. My goodness. And you know what? The two goals that England should have had before would have given the game. And all the substitute players just didn't do it. Europe. Euro Cup, Italy, a winner in penalties, 3-2 over Brazil, and the players, wow, it was a big, big miss. But they had their shot. They had their shot. Italy wins it. And they came back. England scored early. Italy came back. It's not Goldie's fault. He made a great stop, which would have been the victory stop for England. So England, well, on Wimbledon, it is penalty kicks. Italy, a 3-2 winner in penalty shots over England. And, wow, it's a... There was one kick. She's there too. It was just one kick that really undescribable. He should have made that shot. He had the goalie going the other way. He missed it. That would have been a 3-3. And so that's it. England wins the Euro Cup. Argentina wins the Copa Cup. Italy has won the Copa now, a Euro Cup for the first time. In 60 years, they're getting their name on the cup. And, wow. There it is. Dr. Johnny, Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio. I'm trusting God. And everyone, Italy has won the Euro Cup, 1-1 tie, winner of the penalty kicks, 3-2. Two of the kicks were just horrible, horrible by the England players. One in particular, we had this, he just had the goalie going the other way. The net was wide open. England feels bad, and we saw yesterday Neymar in tears as England, as did Brazil. England loses in England, Brazil loses in Brazil. England defeated by Italy. Italy wins the Euro Cup. Argentina wins the Copa Cup, and we check. Ed, is that over with the Yankee game? That may be just about done too.
The Yankees won, I think.
Yankees
were
up 7-2
in the top of the ninth.
7-2, yeah, yeah. They going to sweep my man Dusty Baker, and the Yankees are now kind of riding that ship a little bit. Going to the All-Star break, Dusty Baker has four All-Stars. Nobody showed up this weekend for him, though. They got shut out on Friday. Cole, what a tremendous game yesterday. 9 innings, 12 strikeouts, 129 pitches. He shut out the Astros yesterday. They hadn't been shut out back-to-back games since 2018. And again, it was the Yankees. And the Yankees only shut them out back-to-back, but they swept them. This is over with here. Euro Cup, Italy wins it. The penalty kicks. Argentina beats Brazil in Brazil at the Maracanã. And we're going to go with the Big Ed here. And get this, I think we have a final on the Yankees score. So it's Wimbledon, Euro Sunday, Italy. Okay, okay. Ed's telling me now that the Astros did get two runs to cut it to 7-4. So we'll get to update that. You got the update on that, Big A? We got a final on that one?
Let me check it right now.
Okay.
We got, wow. Oh, the Astros came back in the bottom of the ninth. They beat the Yankees 7-8.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Eddie, Ed, Astros 8, Yankees 7. Yeah, I know the football game is done, but I just heard the Yankees lost.
Wow.
No, I just got it. I just got the soup. Yeah, wow. Here we go. Eileen, 8-7. Astros over the Yankees.
We're going to go to that game. Italy is in celebration. We'll get back to the Yankee game. Okay. Well, you got to feel bad. Yankees got to feel bad. Good. Well, Yankees won 2 out of 3. They win the series. Yankees got to feel good. They came back and got some runs. They could use those 8 runs a lot more during the course of the week. But we're checking. Big A just gave us a big game for them psychologically going to the playoffs. But, Eileen, let's all know, Eileen. Let's get with you. I talked about this earlier, Eileen. Novak, Federer, Nadal. 3 guys with 20 Grand Slam victories. As much as it says something from a positive nature, I think, it doesn't say a lot. How could you have 3 guys and get to 20 wins? I think.
Like I said earlier, it became the power serve game, and the volleys were totally insignificant, and those were just the give me. They were the give me. So I just feel that the game, just like golf,
it's no longer finesse, it's power.
It's all about power. It's all about power, and it's all about body alignment. And that's what I think that everything has changed, because people are no longer clumsy and using power in the wrong way. Everything is elevated, long, just like Tom Brady. Everything is a long muscle, and nobody bulks up any longer.
I mean, it looks like, I say sports and death all night, I mean, Serena, it's been 3 or 4 years. You figure somewhere along the line, like Tiger had a 7-8 year period, no Grand Slam win. She left. She hasn't won a Grand Slam. She got hurt in Wimbledon. The Hudson room is, this may be it.
I don't think so. I think that she will be back. She's a little determined. And I think that we need her back. And we're going to see her back at the U.S. Open.
We talked so much about Serena, and it was Venus who first put the Williams sisters on the map. She had some injuries. She had that sickness. I've always said, hey, if she not had those elements at 100%, she has a couple of more championships, and Serena's not the biggest winner in the Williams team.
No, she had the elegance and the length, and she probably taught Serena a lot of things. some things Serena never listened to, like Venus's grace. However, we love Serena. We want to see her win the U.S. Open, and we just want her to go out as a star.
Novak won today. He's the first guy in a long time since Rod Laver to have a shot at winning the Grand Slam. Serena had that shot. It's ironic, too, Eileen. Serena had that shot at the U.S. Open, got beat. Novak comes in. Same situation, a shot to win the Grand Slam at the U.S. Open. I mean, chances got it to be good. What you think of that?
You know, I'm watching today. I don't know. These new players come up, and you just don't know. And, just watching her Roger went out, I don't think Novak is a bad day in his guards, but that's the only thing that's going to
do. Can we say today, too, it wasn't so much up, and it would kind of be kind of lopsided that he won. The other guy lost. He's up 5-2 in the first set. he has to win a tiebreaker to come back. But then after that, he unraveled.
He was brilliant. His serve was just unbelievable, and his crush shots and his net playing was remarkable. He really did a great job. Let me tell you something. Djokovic had a couple of slips and slides. It was very questionable there for a while, but I really think that, you know, obviously he's so toned to come back, and so his body is just ready for the comeback. But I just, it was an incredible match. Could have been anyone's match.
Mm.
Same way the U.S. Open will be.
Mm. Yeah. Can we expect to see Federer and Nadal in there? They've both been having some issues physically. Can we see them there? And I have to say without question that Novak is the more fitter of the three. But can we see the big three all together in a tournament again?
We're hoping so. For New York, welcome back. That would be the hugest thing that we could, you know, ever imagine. And hopefully the three of them will be back. But someone has to have a tiebreaker on a championship.
Sure.
So let's see who it's going to be.
Naomi Osaka, she pulled out of Wimbledon. She was the one who derailed Serena. She's the best player in the world, but she seemed to have some issues. We're hoping that she can be back, but that would be, as it seemed in this tournament, was the avenue of opening for Serena, but she got injured, Eileen.
Yeah, I was really sad to see that because I really wanted Serena to win Wimbledon, and, you know, that would really solidify the deal, yeah, without a doubt. We'll see her at the U.S. Open without a doubt, and I would love to see her win, and she deserves to win.
You know, that's where she – that's where she's supposed to have lost. That's where the last time I hit you, so that's where she won her first major championship. That was there, so it, in a way it would be kind of fitting that number 24 would be where number one started.
Yep, that sounds just perfect. Now, and also I believe that Nadal and Federer won their 20th at the U.S. Open.
Hmm.
The U.S. Open has a lot of significance to moving on to the 21st.
And then for Novak, it could be number 21.
Well, for all three of them,
yeah,
could be number 21. That's why I said it's going to be a tiebreaker.
Wow. Okay, Eileen, number 21, number of Roberto Clemente, greatest right field in baseball history. Yankees, you got to feel happy. In a way, the first two games they win. Now we heard that the Astros come back down 7-2 and win 8-7. It's a psychological lift for the Astros, four plays in the All-Star game. But, you know, it's a tough loss after dominating this whole series.
Yeah, Yankees, they, you know, whatever, they stepped up to the plate, obviously, and, but, yeah, wherever the Astros came from, that, this is not good for the Yankees, and they really need to, the team was really good today,
mm-hmm.
And they also, you know, but they left too many people out on base.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
All known Eileen here, Big Ed.
Runs in the bottom of the ninth. Houston scored 6 runs in the bottom of the ninth. So what's up with the Yankees bullpen?
Hey, was Chapman in there?
I don't know. I was watching the soccer and a great shootout match. Glad for Europe because England, Italy, two countries that really got affected by COVID, and their fans are out there. The streets are filled, and they're doing great. It was a beautiful match. Tough loss for England, but what a great – what a great match.
Yeah. You know, the point is, you know, at Lady K, she's at Wimbledon. That's not effective to her. It's just good to be there. But, you know, they're hoping, and the husband was there for the show. Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, and the thing is, you know, they're looking for England to do it. England has a shot. You know, one kick was just it's
one kick hit the post.
Well, yeah, but the other one, he missed nothing. I mean, there was this – it's indispicable for him to miss that one. The goal is going one way. He got the wide open thing, and he kicks it to the left. Ed?
Yes, agreed. Bad decision. But also, the last kick by the English was from a 19-year-old. Okay? A lot of pressure on a young man at that age, in my opinion. And he was, well, he was from African descent,
mm-hmm.
I believe, but that doesn't affect. He was a team member that loved him. He cried, and they were embracing him. But what I thought was a great thing was the Euro, the Euro tournament had the fans, streets, both Italy, again, England, myself, were very affected by the two countries getting all lit up and excited and back to life was, to me, the most important thing.
Big A, congratulations. I know you're looking over there, Italy, rooting for them. Let's talk about the Copa Cup. Hey, don't move. Argentina, that's the first time I've seen the best team lose a game, I can say, you know.
Well, we watched it, right, and you and I discussed Brazil outplayed them, but Argentina held on to a one-goal lead, and Brazil, to my opinion, was outplaying them. They were getting the ball downfield, they were getting more opportunities, and Argentina was not retaliating as far as, you know, threatening them to make it a 2-0 game.
Yeah.
We saw more of a lopsided game where Brazil just couldn't get it done.
Yeah, Messi had the big shot to really turn it over, but at the same time, it's the only shot on goal that Argentina took, but they couldn't get it in.
Exactly. It seemed like that. It was just basically they got that opportunity. They cashed in on one goal. But in my opinion, Brazil outplayed them. But you don't get it in. I lost the baseball game once, 1-0 as a catcher, and it was like really tough. But guess what? It was against the best team in our league. But 1-0, can't score a run. You know, you're not in the game.
One zip, 21-0 at the same time. I finally spoke to them last time. We'll be here too late, watching some of the we got the Bucks down 2-0. A lot of people say 2-0 is not insurmountable. I thought Doc Stanley supposed to get blocked by the custom governor. Big A don't move. I thought the Bucks should have took the Greek Freak out the second game. 100%. They lost the game anyway, but it would be better to have him at 100% going to Milwaukee where you can even the series up. Now you're down 2-0. I don't know if he's 100%. And, you know, I think that's a big factor. You know, to 20 points in the quarter, still losing it. I just thought, Ed, from a physical standpoint of view, hey, if he's not 100%, he's not going to help us. And the team plays so great without him in the other series to get here.
Yeah, I think you can learn that from the Nets. Put a guy out there who's not 100%. He's like, they can intimidate the other team. They know he's not 100%. And that's what the Nets' failure was. Because they had three great guys, but they weren't all healthy. Exactly. And as Dusty Baker said, you got to remember, these are human beings. They're not machines. You still put them back into the workshop and rebuild them and they come back out the next day and hit the road. You know, but that said, I think Milwaukee has a tough task. The Suns are pretty good. They handled the Clippers pretty well, and Milwaukee's got a real tough.
That's what I supposed to do. Lots of great last time I hit those two. Lady A, the first lady, all know, and I leave with a good point. Novak, today with 20, you know, the U.S. Open can be number 21 for him, Nadal, or Federer. And it's remarkable. And we're looking, too, at the Open, where Serena won her first one, to be number 24. So everybody in that group is looking for that special number. Her 24 ties it with the greatest of all time. 21 here will separate the big three from each other.
Yeah, it's all going. It's coming to flush and call.
It's the GOAT Championship, the U.S. Open.
you gotta go to Flush and Queens. Even though I grew up in Queens, sorry, I'm not being prejudiced, but no, seriously, Mets are on an uptick, the U.S. Open coming back, and having fans, again, here we go, with like, it's great to have people alive and response, and even the players love it. They miss it. Come on. And I think it's going to be awesome. This U.S. Open will be very good.
Well, I mean, we all know, and I mean, the system that really hit us, this is huge. Serena wins 24, she's there. And Nadal, Federer, or Novak wins number 21. So it's just huge.
I think it's awesome because all the big players are coming back, and they don't want to miss the U.S. Open for no reason at all, and they're going to be looking forward to this. And I think this would be a very good U.S. Open with them all. And keeping in mind, like, you know, we're back, we're live, and this is going to be beautiful.
Can we not forget, you know, the stadium, Arthur Ashe, you know, what he brought to the game. I think Arthur won the greatest U.S. Open when he won U.S. Open, which had the combination of the top amateurs and the top pros. I don't think you can ever beat that. That's just a win that can never be duplicated.
Well, the tribute to Arthur Ashe is Arthur Ashe Stadium. Mm-hmm. And we'll never forget Arthur Ashe and his great tennis career. So I feel like every time I go there and I'm in Arthur Ashe Stadium watching a match, it's always a great feeling.
I remember, you know, the last time I saw Arthur, back then I spoke to Blasio Green and Christian Garrett Network. Arthur was out in New Jersey with the great Larry Hardesty. Now he has been greatest sportscaster from a black perspective. And I remember Arthur leaving. And the first time I interviewed Arthur, I talked about him being the Jackie Robinson of Tennessee. And I said, I'm wrong. God knows that. But I remember him leaving and saying to Larry Hardesty, I'll talk to you later, Larry. Last words I heard from him. And Boys Life magazine took a picture of me and Arthur, me and interviewing Arthur. And I remember meeting Arthur in the ensuing years after his Wimbledon. It's a great Jimmy Connors. And the great Arthur, as I walked to Arthur, I started to present myself. I know who you are. I'm a subscriber. That was just a great feeling that Arthur Ashe happened to know somebody like me and my favorite man. And you can't talk about Arthur without talking about grace, credibility, a black activist. It was sad. It was sad.
What about his charity work?
Yeah.
And what he did for children and communities, whether it be black or whatever,
yeah.
He was just a solid citizen, you know, and God bless him.
Yeah, and my buddy John McEnroe, the guy who kind of picked up that mantle. McEnroe's first major win was because of Arthur Ashe. But you talk about Arthur Ashe, I remember he said his dad told him, you know, you always want to have a good name. Always have a good name.
Without a doubt, Arthur Ashe is, you know, he was a credit to human race.
The great line that Jimmy Cannon said about Bill Lewis, Arthur Ashe was a credit to his race, the human race.
Yes.
Like you and I.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Totally. Yes. let's give credit to the man, but also, yes, he was a credit to humanity.
Yeah.
Period. That's how I define it.
Not Dennis, wasn't it? Blog Talk Radio and the Rest of the Network. Big A, we got you here. Hope Lou Pete can come back. We told you some startling things here. Man. England had the shot to win the championship, and turn they didn't. They lost it, and now we find the Euro Cup has been won by Italy in penalty kicks, and we told you yesterday about the turn of events. Well, not turn of events. Brazil had never lost. And Argentina had never won in Brazil, but that changed. Big A, back at you, baby. Dr. Dennis Sportsman, Block Talk Radio, Physical Network. The Astros, after not being able to get a run the last two games, it hadn't happened since 2018 that the Astros had lost back-to-back shutout games. It wasn't during the Dusty Baker era. But Dusty and his crew, a big come-from-behind win today. That solidifies them as the champions. They are the leader of the division. I think the Astros had won today, so they will keep their lead. He's sending four players to the All-Star game. I got a side down that last end. They were down 3-1, then they were down 4-2, then they were down 7-2, and they come back and win 8-6. So there's a lot about the character of that team. You can talk about their cheating and all that stuff. They have a lot of talented players. Big A, we got you back. Got your question. You talked about, and, you know, you taking Jordan over Chamberlain. And you said, you know, you didn't see Jordan play. And that's a rare quality. Most guys, they – what makes you pick Jordan over Chamberlain, Big A?
All right.
come back. When I don't watch a player play, or when I haven't yet, first, you know, I always go to the stats first, because I think stats tell most of the story, honestly. So this is what makes me choose Michael over Will.
Hold on, big A. The sound keep blasting. It's the Hicksville Mansion.
Wait, Doc, I can't hear you again. Cutting out again.
I told you, we're kind of going to bring you some sound here. Sorry. Met him during Brazilian Day. Butch, Tiny, who got the name, was a big baby. Ralph got a chance to meet Jabari, and, you know, through a Brazilian connection. But the music here, a classic time, a classic place, one of the great groups of all time. Tavares, here we go. Heaven Must Be Missing Angel. Where my sweetheart, you go. Tavares! And we continue to play some of the great sounds of yesterday here on Sports and Death on Euro. We're within sunny Italy. And Perry Kicks, they win it. And there's been getting some areas here for us. MFI, that's Roving, San Janeiro Festival will be in the special. Copa yesterday, won by Argentina. Lionel Messi finally wins a big one. And, wow, the Yankees, who look, they enjoyed the sweeping, the Astros. Astros come back in the bottom of the ninth, 6-1, and won 8-7. But yesterday, Mr. Cole, outstanding, 129 pitches, 12 strikeouts, 3 hits. Shout out to one of the best hitting teams, I think the best hitting team in baseball. But once again, final, no luck. Wins Wimbledon, Italy, wins in Europe, and you win some great music here. My man, Butch Tavares. Butch, you, baby. Leave it. Butch, Ralph, Tiny, Tavares. Jamie. Back in the days on the Wind Jam, took a jam program. We're going to keep music all day long, in and out. You heard Dinah Ross, Donna Summers, Stevie Wonder. You're hearing some of the greatest musical artists of all time. They've got to have some songs that do come in. That's it. It's what their prospect radio. Okay. Talk to me, baby.
All right, so we were talking about why I think Jordan's a better player than Wilt.
Yeah, you know, you're taking Jordan more than Chamberlain. Let me have it.
So here's why. I've never seen either of them play. So I like to go to the stats in this case. Jordan's giving you 30. Jordan's giving you 6 rebounds and 5 assists.
Jordan's giving you 30. How many points is Jordan giving you? He's giving you what? How many points?
30 points.
Same was giving me 32. Okay, so I'm even on the points. I'm giving the same amount of points. I think Jordan's giving you, what, 5 rebounds a game? Am I right?
6 rebounds to Will Chamberlain's 23.
Same was giving me 17 more rebounds. Okay?
Right.
Okay, now how many assists a game is?
Jordan's giving you 5 assists.
How many Tim is giving you? So Jordan's giving you 5 and Tim's giving you 4, right?
Right.
Okay, so we're talking about a guard with one more assist a game than a center. A guard with one more assist a game than a center. And a guard who never led the league in assists. That's Chamberlain did. Chamberlain's giving you 30 points, 22 rebounds, and 5 assists a game. Forces it. In your case, I have to look at your interjection because you're doing this off of statistics, which I like. You know, it's not of what you saw,
well,
what you heard,
it's
what you read.
I think when we're talking about greatness, which were me and Pete were talking about, we're talking about greatness. Mm-hmm. I like to look at some of the accolades too. You got Jordan. He's a ten-time scoring champ.
So how many? Yeah, but, okay. Jordan's 10 times.
Jordan's got seven,
right?
Rings. Yeah.
Okay, but forget the race. Let's go back. Okay, hold on. Now, how many years did Jordan play?
15.
How many years did Chamberlain play? Okay, 14.
14.
So 7-time scoring champion, Chamberlain, 10-time Jordan. That's remarkable. When you look at Chamberlain, who I thought would have had more scoring titles. I'm just trying to figure out, okay, I know Jerry West was a scoring champion 1 year. I'm trying to figure out. So, okay, but now now we're into rings. And I understand that to a degree. But if you're going to tell me it's about rings.
Well, me and Nico were talking about, I think we're talking about a better player. You can make the argument for Wilt.
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking about greatness. We're talking about greatness. You got to go. 10-time scoring champ. You got a 6-time NBA champ, 5-time MVP, 11-time All-NBA, 9-time All-Defensive team.
How many times was Chamberlain the MVP?
Chamberlain had a 4-time MVP. He was
How many times Jordan?
So
Jordan has 5. So Jordan has one more MVP than Chamberlain. And he's played 2 more years than Chamberlain, correct? So one more year. So he's got one more MVP.
Will
just a minute. Doc Denny, hold on. Continue with the sounds of yesteryear, the Manhattan. Kiss and say goodbye. We just want to, during the course of the show, let you hear some of the great music from yesteryear, one of the great groups of all time. It's the Manhattan, one of their big number one hits from back in the day. Kiss and say goodbye. Big A, don't move. Just listen for a minute, gentlemen.
When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
Manhattan's one of the great groups of last year. Okay, we go to 6 championships. Chamberlain has 2. And Jordan, I think, conceivably, could have had 8 if he doesn't take that hiatus. But
I agree,
I think he could have 8, you know what I mean? And you're talking about 2. See, but here's the thing that Bill Walton, I have a T-shirt from Bill Walton that I will never give up. I remember Walton at the finals. Can you hear me better now? Good?
Hold on.
Good.
Fix it more.
Back.
Yep.
Okay. I remember. A guy gave out Walton T-shirt. He's been selective about it, you know. I don't know if it's black. But anyway, I'm cutting down the steps with a great Tony Archibald. The only man that needs to be in the league in scoring the same year. And Walton first acknowledges it. Hey, Tony, how you doing, man? And he says, hey, can I hear you? That T-shirt I will always keep as well. Okay. Championships, it has its place. But in what place do you want to put it? Doc Sandy's supposed to block the greatest trust of ever in the background. Manhattan's kids say goodbye. Okay, here's the thing I say. Sam Jones has 10 championships. Sam Jones has 8 championships in a row. Sam Jones is one of the 50 greatest players in NBA history. So now, is Sam Jones greater than Jordan because he has 2 more championships? No,
yeah, but
he has 4 more championships.
But, Doc, here's the thing, with Sam Jones, with a guy like Sam Jones, a guy who we very well know, he was arguably the 3rd best player on his own team. We don't even know if he was the best player on his team.
No, okay. So, he was arguably, he was the best offensive player on his team. Okay?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Sam Jones was the best offensive player, so he was the number 2 player on his team. Russell was the best player, but he was the number 2 player on his team, and he was the guy that they went to, like the Celtics went to Sam Jones the way the Bulls went to Michael Jordan. And I remember plenty of games
call the game. And the great Bill Russell says, well, you know, we need a big game from Sam Jones. Okay? That he was imperative. He was what they needed. And he would make his 6 free throws. He would make his 4 jump shots. And he would bank another 2 or 3. So he was the offensive guru. He was the offensive spark, like Jordan was with the Bulls, with the Celtics. Sam Jones was the man from offensive standpoint of view. So in that situation, him and Jordan both had that same role. But I'm just saying that to equate championships to a certain degree, because Earl Monroe tells you that the greatest ever was Will Chamberlain, the great sports editor, the iconic Howie Evans from the Amsterdam News, number one black newspaper in New York City and one in the world, said, was Will Chamberlain. Now, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is seen as the greatest ever by the incomparable Dr. J, a.k.a. Julius Gregory, and the great George Gervin, most scoring title, any other guards have come out. So, you know, my thing is, though, and I like your input, because inputting from a so-called consensus of stats and common sense standpoint of view in your situation. And for a guy that's never seen Jordan, I really like your idea of picking Jordan over Chamberlain. 1997 NBA All-Star game. I'm there by the grace of God, for all great things come from him and his son. And Will Walton tells a story. Commissioner David Stern comes in. Okay, fellas, we got to go for the ceremony. Mike, Will, come on now. We got to go. They're talking in the corner. And Chamberlain, as him and Mike go back and forth, says to Mike, Mike, and this is the final word that Walton says, Mike, they changed the rules to help you, point case. For 2 years after Jordan, after Chamberlain was in the league, you couldn't dunk. For 2 years, you couldn't dunk. The reason why you can't shoot a free throw and go past the free throw line, because team was to dunk all the free throws. So they implemented no dunking for 2 years. They implemented and kept it past the free throw line, and they expanded the lane in the middle, which was smaller. So they expanded it to stop Chamberlain. And Chamberlain said, Mike, they changed the rules to stop me. They changed the rules, no hand checking, to help you. I don't take anything from Mike, great player, but, you know, and it now, and this is just ironic, because the thing is, consensus is, the most important player on your team is the center. That's the most important player on your team. And if we forget about offense, we need rebounds, 22 a game, we need defense. Gail Goodrich, who showed me what a classless individual he was, when Chamberlain wasn't signed by the Lakers, and I said, Gail, first time in the business, do the Lakers miss Will Chamberlain? Now, how could you not miss one of the 50 greatest players? How could you not miss the player deemed by many as the greatest center of all time? How could you not miss the man considered the greatest player of all time? And Gail Goodrich, which shows me what a maggot he was, to say, oh, no, we don't miss Will Chamberlain. We get Elmore Smith. He's leading the league in block shots. Big A, common sense. Courtesy, and Gail has shown none of this. He would say, hey, man, you know, yeah, we miss Chamberlain, but we have. Now, I go down to the locker room. I talk to the second greatest guard from an all-around perspective in history of basketball, Walt Clyde Frazier. Only guard you can mention in the same breath from all-around excellence as Will Chamberlain, as Oscar Robertson. He says, Stan, the reason why Elmore Smith is leading the league in block shots because everybody's going down the middle. Chamberlain, he said, buys like a concrete slab. If you go down the middle and you make the shot, if you hit his body, it's like a concrete. They said Chamberlain had a game, 34 rebounds, 11 assists, 14 steals, and 24 block shots. One game. But, like I said, when you start throwing championships in, it seems that you throw championships in when you want to solidify who you are selected. At the same time, when you are talking about who you want, championships are irrelevant. But, I mean, you know, when you talk about John Stockton, you talk about lack of championships. But when you talk about Charles Barkley, you talk about lack of championships. You know, I just your side I like, but, you know, look at that. But if the center is the most important player on the team, and today's game and your consciousness of Chamberlain, but in today's game, there's no centers playing, but they're back to the basket. The old days, they're after the best, back to the basket. I mean, and the horde of great centers, Chamberlain, Russell, Nate Thurmond, Walt Bellamy, Wes Unseld, Clifford Ray, and the game has changed today. But like I said, I'm saying, if you want to throw championships in, it helps complete a resume to a certain degree, but can it really be the criteria? Because if you're going to say, well, like I'm saying, because now it's a thought. Sam Jones is greater than Michael Jordan. Sam Jones won 10. Sam Jones won 10, Big A. He won 8 in a row, and he was the offensive mechanism on his team. And now he had Havlicek, like Mike had Scotty, but he was the go-to. If Sam Jones didn't have a big game, the Celtics lost. Is he greater than Michael Jordan? No. But he's got 10 championships. Mike only got 6. And he won 8 in a row. So if Mike won 8 in a row, he'd still be too short of Sam Jones. He'd still be too short of Sam Jones. But, I mean, I go along with you. But old time wasn't going to say Chamberlain. They may say Russell. But I don't all the old timers per se are going to go with Jordan. The late, great David Busher. I'm in the press room. And I say, Dave, if Dipper was around today, now right away, that's a nickname. I didn't say Wilcher. If Dipper was around today, BG 50 points a game, David Busher. Okay? Slammed his glass down like I called him a motherfucker. So he said, what? No. He'd get 70 with the no, you know, the no, and the Great Wall Faces, the same thing, with the no checking rules, no hand rules. He gets 70, longer near the pivotal part of the offense and the player that he was back in the day. But you know, you always started with the center. They said, well, I got Russell because he's a center. I got 10 with the center. I got Jabbar because he's a center. I got Wes Unseld because he's a center. Wes Unseld, Will Chamberlain, two guys that won Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same year. Clifford Ray, the great Nate Thurmond, Darrell Imhoff, Walt Bellamy, great centers. So, I like what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. And like I said, if you want to go championships, you're right. It's 6-2. It's 3-1. And if you're going to go MVPs, it's 5-4. But if you look at his numbers,
yeah, but it's not
good
to me. The championships matter, but I do like to go off stats too. And obviously. Will Chamberlain has a rebound by a big margin. But here's the other thing, though. When we're talking like all NBA teams, Jordan's got 11.
Yeah, but there was no all NBA back in the day. Will's got how many?
Will's got 10.
He's got 10 all NBA.
Jordan's got 9 all defenses. Wilt's only got 2.
Yeah, but understand, in Wilt's day, they had just started all defense. So the selection was minute. And just the inception of that award in Wilt's era. But in Jordan's era, and they're both great players, great defensive players. But, deferring to both guys, you know, Chamberlain should out-rebound Jordan. But, man, should he be just one assist behind Jordan from the center spot? Should he be just one assist behind Jordan from the center? And not only that, as a guard, and we understand the great Michael Jeffrey Jordan, okay, never led the league in assists, but Will Chamberlain led the league in assists. Will Chamberlain led the league. So here's a guy who led the league in scoring, who led the league in assists, who led the league in rebounds.
Doc, what year did Will Chamberlain lead the league in assists? Because
I would imagine the year that he had the most assists had to be the year that he led the league in assists. Yeah.
Yeah.
The background down the summer. Remarkable. And understand this. At 8.7,
counting assists in Wilt's day, if you count the day, he probably had 10 or 11. Because in Wilt's day, when you pass the ball and Hal Greer shot that jump shot, or Billy Cunningham shot that jump shot, or caught the ball and then went to the basket after catching the ball, Wilt got no assists. So Wilt averaged 8 assists a game. He averaged
If Jordan plays those 9 more minutes that Wilt did, you also got to understand, Wilt played 9 more minutes per game than Jordan for his career. Who's to say that he doesn't average more?
Rebounds. If Jordan had plays 9 more minutes, I'll give him the edge in points, but I'm not giving the edge in rebounds. I'm not giving him the edge in assists because he's not passing the ball. Jordan's not a pass. I mean, and Tom Lopez talked about that. You know, I'd rather play with LeBron than Mike because I get the ball. But I mean, I want the ball in Mike's hand. It's remarkable. That's a good point you made. I'm standing in the Block Talk Radio on the Trust and Godwin Network. And that's another piece of ice. Especially in the background as we continue Sports and Depth. The sounds of great music from a great time. Donna Summers. A little support there. Okay, I mean, I'm going to give Jordan. First of all, and once again, here we go. Why are we not giving Chamberlain the 9 points as a plus for endurance and playing as opposed to, like, when you talk about Durant, when you talk about Magic, you talk about how great they are at their height. But you want to take away and make it a detriment for Chamberlain at his height. You want to take away and make it a detriment for Oscar Robertson for his height. But
I'm
not talking about you. But tell me, Magic man at 6'9", Durant at 7 foot. But we talk to him. Look how tall he was. Oscar was taller than everybody. What's that got to do with anything? You either have the skill or you don't have the skill. But if you're going to give, look at the 9 more minutes. Okay, that's 9 more minutes of more defense for Chamberlain. I mean, the year that Chamberlain averaged 50 points and 25 rebounds, he played every minute every game. He played every minute of every game. Thanks, First Lady. He played every minute of every game. Okay? 48.5 minutes a game. And he's pulling down 25 rebounds and scoring 50 points. But like I said, these are things you could make it a negative or positive. Okay, he led the league in walks. Guy's hitting 257. Big deal. He led the league in strikeouts. Yeah, but he's hitting 362. So you can take it pro and con the way you want to. You led the league in walks, but you're a 247 hitter. Okay? You look how great Vince Coleman had to be. What's Vince Coleman about, a 260 hitter? The only guy in base history to steal 100 bases or more his first 2 years in the league. That is outstanding. A 267 hitter, maybe. And he led the league in stolen bases his first 2 years and over 100 stolen bases. So, I mean, you go pro and con in that. You, and I don't know, where's the, where's Lil Pete? You and Lil Pete, though, are guys that are wisdom-wise beyond your ages. But, like I said, and stats are put where you want to put them. To be advantageous to how you want to put it. So Chamberlain played 9 more minutes. Are we looking at 9 more minutes endurance? Are we looking at 9 more minutes of defense? Are we looking at 9 more minutes of his presence and mean, here I am, a guard. I'm not going down the middle of Will Chamberlain. Okay, if I can't get this big A, I'm going to take this pick, the little Pete, and shoot the jump shot. But I'm not going down the middle.
But at the end of the day, Doc, to your point, yeah, you're not going down the middle on Will Chamberlain. You're not going up on him. But
yeah.
say the Bulls are up 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have the last shot. You have the last shot of the game. You're not giving it to
hold
the
on
guy.
Hold on. Lionel Richie, all night long, another jam from the past. They'll always let. Okay, now what are you saying? Were the Bulls up by 1? I got the ball.
Yeah, say the Bulls are up by one. You're going against the Bulls, right?
Okay, right.
So the Bulls are up by one. Say Jordan's guarding you, Doc. They're not,
yeah.
They're not going to give you the ball. Jordan's a nine-time all-defensive player.
If I'm Doc Stanley having 25 points a game and one or two scores, I mean, hey, listen, fuck Michael Jordan. So they give me the ball? Okay, if I'm where I'm at, I can score on Jordan. Who says Jordan is the greatest defender of all time? Walt Frazier said defense is about, okay, what Mike has to do, if I don't like that screen. Now Mike is lucky. As the Celtics were, I'm not going down the middle. Okay? As the Bucks were, as the Warriors were, as the Sixers were. I'm not going down the middle because there's Willis Reed. I mean, you know, Mike is all defensive is one thing, but you don't stop the great players. You know, if Little Pete's having 27 points again, I ain't stopping him. That's what. But the point is I've got to be able to come up with the defensive play. In other words, if Doc likes to go left, they can go right. Don't let Doc get the ball. But now what about if I do get the ball? I'm a great scorer because I'm a great scorer. I'm going to find a way to score. Now, if Chandler's in the middle, okay, I'm not going down the middle. But in Mike's case, if I get past Mike, I got Bill Cartwright. Bill Cartwright ain't Chandler, Russell, Jabbar, Unsell, Thurman. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but to a certain degree, because Michael Jordan guarding me don't mean I can't get to the basket. Take Michael down, fake him, and get fouled. Right? Michael's a great defensive player, but is he the greatest defensive player? And even with that, it's about if my team sets the right pick and screen for me, I get my shot off, like Curry. I take Mike down, I pass it to Mark Jackson, okay, I run, I fake, out comes Gerald Wilkins, he picks off Mike, I got the shot. I got the shot. Now, maybe Mike can block the shot, but I mean, if I'm the man on my team, I'm getting the ball, and I want the ball. I don't see Michael Jordan doing anything with Oscar Robertson or George Jeffrey.
Yeah,
6'7", he's an inch taller than Mike.
Doc, say Pete gets the ball, right? Averaging 27. Say Pete gets the ball against Jordan. With 1 second left. Or 2 seconds left. You have to make one move.
Okay.
Jordan's not letting you do that.
What's to say I can't make that move? What's to say I can't push? He can't foul me. Now,
yeah, but
okay,
what are
one
odds,
second
Doc?
Left.
What are the odds against Jordan?
With two seconds left, I'm throwing the ball up any kind of way. So the angle I'm throwing the ball up from, he ain't going to defend. I'm taking the ball and I'm just hooking it. I'm just throwing the ball because I'm not going to get a shot. But now, if it's 4 or 5 seconds left, and I'm Pistol Pete, and I'm Oscar Robertson, I'm Tiny Archibald. I can put Mike in the spot that, okay, he can stop me, but I can pass the ball. I can get it inside the Busher, inside the Baylor, inside the Richard Chamberlain, you know, with 4 or 5 seconds left, stopping me with the ability to handle the ball. Like I say, Isaiah Thomas, you know, you talk about Michael, and you talk about Magic. Isaiah Thomas is the best guard of that era. Better passer, okay, better shooter than Jordan. And Mike a great defensive player. Mike a great player. But at the same time, you know, with one second left, I mean, basically I'm just throwing the ball up. So Mike's got to stop me from throwing the ball. So it's basically me just throwing the ball up. I mean, listen. All defensive team doesn't mean that got the great scorers. Great. I remember Julius Erving, Dr. J, with me when he was Dr. J.
Let me tell you something, Doc.
Go ahead.
Listen, you're never going to stop the great scorers, right? If you're playing a whole game
against
a great scorer, you're never going to stop them. You're going to slow them down.
Right.
Probably slow them down.
Yeah.
But you're never going to stop.
You usually have a bad game. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
No, you're good. Go ahead. Oh. Doc, go.
Go ahead, Pete. Go ahead, Big A.
Oh, I'm done. I was just saying,
No, no, I'm just saying that with 1 second left, it's not about defense.
Oh, yeah.
It's about just throwing the ball up there somewhere. Yeah, you know. I mean, if I got 10 seconds left, it's about defense. But, you know, with 1 second left, it's not about defense. Jordan, listen, and that's what they didn't talk about, Jordan. The early part of criticism, this guy is two-sided. You know, he's going to score his two, but he's going to try to stop you from scoring two. Oscar Robinson told me something I'll never forget. Oscar Robinson told me nobody ever scored 40 points on me. You know? So, you pick your choices. You go with them. But like I said, you can argue pro and con. They're all great players. They're all Hall of Famers.
Doc.
No, good.
So, Doc, where do you rank Jordan all time? Like, if you were to make a list, I want to tell you where you'd rank him. I want to know where you rank him.
Jordan's number two on my list at best. Chandler's the best.
Cool.
Chandler's the best. Maybe, and I got Jordan number three. Yeah, I got Chandler number three. I mean, I got Chamberlain, I got Oscar, then I got Jordan. Then I got Jordan.
All right.
Jordan may be four. Is he better than Kareem? And then what about Russell? Jordan may be five. Okay, I'm talking about Chamberlain, I'm talking about Russell, I'm the Oscar, Kareem, and then Jordan.
So is there a different way? So when we're talking about best players, and now we're switching, what if we're talking about greatest players, like greatest?
Here's the thing. What this systematically done, they've deleted Bill Russell. Hold on. Well, they're systematically deleting Bill Russell. I mean, how can Russell not be the greatest player? 11 championships in 13 seasons. Back-to-back NCAA double championship. Won a championship 8 years in a row. I mean, how is he not even in an argument? 16 points, 22 rebounds a game. Yeah, and so they've systematically, his winning the championship doesn't mean anything. He won five more championships than Jordan. He won it 8 years in a row. You talk about Jordan, and I love Mike. But you act like Mike only played 6 years. Don't tell me about he was the MVP of the playoffs. There was no playoff MVP when Russell played. You don't think Russell would have won that sucker six times in the 8 years in a row that they win and the 11 years that they won the championship? You don't think Russell would have been the champion, the NBA MVP? He won it 11 times. So you mean to tell me if there's an MVP award, Russell wouldn't have won it six times? Are you serious? You gave it 1 year to Jerry West for losing. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Jerry West lost the series, and you gave him the MVP over Russell, who won. Come on, Big A. You gave it to Jerry West, who lost over Bill Russell, who won. Tell me, so, you know, the award wasn't there. It ain't Jordan's fault. It ain't Jordan's fault. But you're telling me that you gave it to Jerry West, who lost. How valuable can he be? You lost. It don't matter if you lost in seven games before, you lost. But you gave it to Jerry West over Wilt Chamberlain? And I mean, not over Russell. Now, maybe Russell wasn't president of the Celtics, but Russell won the championship 11 times. You don't think if there was an award, he'd have won it five or six times? I mean, you act like Mike only played 6 years. What about the other 7 years? What about the times he couldn't get past the Detroit Pistons until Scottie Pippen showed up? Because they said, you know, this guy's going to win all his scoring championship, but he's not going to win no titles. But man, what about those years? I mean, and the guy made a good point. A few months ago, you act like Jordan only played 6 years. Now, if he was 6 for 6, he'd be tied. Wow. But Russell came out of college back-to-back. Russell won a championship 2 years back-to-back in college, 11 out of 13 times in the pro. The other side, actually, he won 11 out of 12 times. He got hurt his second year. He didn't play that year. That's why Bob Pettit and the Hawks won. So all reality, Russell won
11 times in 12 years and back-to-back in college. That's 13 out of 14 years Russell won. 13 out of 14 years. And Bill Russell is one of the few 20-20 guys in NBA history. Bill Russell averaged 20 points and 20 rebounds a game in college. 20 points and 20 rebounds a game in college. And then to show that that was no fluke, he averaged 22 rebounds a game in the pros. I have to check this, but they said he averaged 30 rebounds a game in the playoffs. That's what against the best. So, I mean, you know, it's greatest, and people talk about, well, that's subjective. Whoa. You tell me that Babe Ruth was the greatest baseball player ever, but I can't tell you Jordan's the greatest basketball ever. I can't tell you Willie Mays the greatest baseball ever. I can't tell you Tim, but you tell me Babe Ruth is the greatest baseball player ever from the 20s and 30s. Because he was a pitcher and a hitter. Well, no. Who's to say he could have did that in today's game? But you tell me that Babe Ruth is the greatest baseball player ever. Jordan's the greatest basketball player ever? I can't tell you that Willie Mays is the greatest player? No. I mean, my idea, if you're looking at baseball, don't start in 1947 for me. That's when the black players took over. Jackie Robinson was MVP in 1949, and for the next 20 years, only four non-black players won the award. 16 times in the 20 years after Jackie Robinson won the MVP award, black players won the award. The black players redundantly won the Rookie of the Year award. So, like I said, my list, nobody is greater all around than Oscar Robertson. That's all. Everybody's greater. I mean, it's Russell and we. If Mike is in the era of Russell and Chamberlain and Thurman, and DeBuscher and Kareem, listen, he had a tough time getting past the Detroit Pistons. He didn't get past them until they got old. He had a tough time getting past the Pistons. So, I mean, so he's going to beat the Celtics, but Russell and Sam Jones and Casey Jones and Havlicek. He's going to beat the Bucks with Oscar, Dandridge, and Jabbar. He's going to beat the Lakers with Elgin Baylor, who can match him one-on-one, and Jerry West, who can kill Scotty from the outside. I look at it. The Knicks. Look at the Knicks. Reed, DeBuscher, Bradley, Frazier, Monroe. I mean, is he going to beat those teams? I mean, and that's what other teams did in the first time. You know, okay, let Mike get his. But then Scotty come along, well, he had to deal with that. He had to deal with that. It was a whole different person. You got to give Scotty a lot of points. But now I can't double down on Mike. And I got to watch him. I got to play Mike one-on-one. You can't hold Mike one-on-one. My thoughts. That's the only sports that blocks took radio touches. There were Astros coming back. Being swept 8-7, 6 runs in the bottom of the Yankees 8-7. Euro Cup is Italy. And penalty kicks. And man, what a shame it was that the England players didn't take advantage. One player just crazy. They still could be playing. Yesterday, Copa Cup won by Lionel Messi in Argentina. Their first big win in a long, long time over Neymar and Brazil in Brazil. And tonight, the Bucks, who have to win, because if they go back 3-1, they're in trouble. Okay, Big A, still got you, baby?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. If the Bucks go down 3-1, they're in trouble. It could happen, though. It could happen. 3-0, they're in trouble.
They go down 3-0 if they lose. They go down 3-0.
Yeah, it's 3-0, but you know, you still got to win 4 to win, so. They still could be in. Dr. Sandy's posting a Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. A lot of time left. I thought I had less time than this here on the show. Djokovic wins his 20th major championship. And Eileen, the first lady of sports. Hold on, Eileen, but a good point that the U.S. Open is huge because Nadal, Djokovic, and Federer could elevate to number 21, which be the most of all time. And we're looking back. Yeah, Pete Sampras had the most of all time at 14. Serena looking to get number 24 to tie for the most of all time. So that makes the U.S. Open really big and a very hot ticket. NBA playoffs championship series win tonight. Chris Paul and his crew looking to go up 3-0 that would make it kind of tough. But remember, 1-3 was the score against LeBron James and the Cavaliers, and they beat the greatest team historically in the history of basketball, 73-9, Golden State Warriors. So that's that. Take my hat off to Dusty. I got to give Dusty a call. I'm so glad that they pulled that game out. They were in the process of being swept as they had been swept. This is just music. Hold on. Dan Ross, I'm coming out. We're still here. Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio, Touching God. Remember, they were in the process of being swept. They swept. They had lost two games back-to-back, been shut out by the Yankees, who were the last team to shut them out back-to-back back in 2018. And Cole, you got to take your head up to Cole. 9 innings, and I like what I saw. And Cole, Boone comes out. Celtics are going to take him out the game. And Cole said, hey, you ain't taking me out. I'm going to finish this. And he did. Struck out the last batter, 12 strikeouts, 3 hits, complete game, which is kind of non-existent in today's game. But a big win for the Yankees. And, you know, both teams, you know, this is a positive situation. I'm going to get NFL later. Can you still hear me, Big A?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. NFL, Ed, you know, today's game, the loss of the Yankees to Houston, though, is a positive for both teams. Yankees win 2 out of 3, but Houston comes back showing the championship caliber of winning as they go into the playoffs. Both teams can go into the playoffs feeling kind of good, come back to win this big game. It's a plus factor for both teams.
Yes, totally agree. The only thing is I got to admit, the ninth, bottom of the ninth, Astros score 6 runs. Bottom of the ninth, Astros score 6 runs. So what's going on with the Yankees bullpen? They got a performance out of Cole. He threw over 100 pitches, which I think the Mets, his last outing, they extended him. Maybe that was a factor, but, you know, Cole is definitely a great pitcher. And also all the stuff with the using sticky or whatever. But with that said, what's going on with the Yanks bullpen? I mean, bottom of the ninth, you got a nice lead, and you give up 6 runs to lose. I don't know if can the Yankees actually get a wild card spot? We'll see. And then the Mets drop on to Pittsburgh today. So here we go, you know, as we go into the All-Star break, which is nice. And halfway through the season, we're looking at 2 question marks, in my opinion, on the New York teams.
Question marks. We got to be concerned about DeGrom, second youngest man at 1,500 strikeouts. But so much, Ed, and Big A, stay with us, is his health. You know, this guy is one of the lead pitchers of not his time, of all time, but, you know, the health issues, Ed, we got to be concerned about that.
Yes. Hi. The thing about DeGrom, in my opinion, is that, you know, is he going to be consistent to go through a full season? DeGrom, he's had some injury problems and there's always that issue. So, once again, another question mark about New York baseball.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm saying, it's Blog Talk Radio live from our Hicksville Studios, NFL Ed, all knowing Eileen, concerned about DeGrom. But, Ed, we got to feel good, Yankee-wise. 2 out of 3 from the Astros. Cole, complete game yesterday. And it's a plus.
Yes, agreed. On the Yankees, they're going on – they got to be looking at an upswing going into the All-Star break. And in the Mets, for the most part, they've been taking 2 out of 3 of this series. So I think it's a positive going in, and here we are halfway through the season and we probably got another 80 games to go, which is fine. But, I like the chances of the Yanks and the Mets both being in the playoffs.
Yeah. And Yankees and Mets still in first place. That's the bottom line. They're still in first place. Got to call the name Willie Randolph. Great Willie Randolph, great second base at the Yankees. So Mets in first place. Yankees took the 2 out of 3 for the Astros. New York baseball, though, is looking pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. I think going into the All-Star break, we got an uptick. and I like it. So for that, in that fact, also there's some other great teams out there, obviously. I like the Milwaukee Storm and the Astros. They were starting to slide, and we love our friend Dusty Baker. But, they pulled it out today. So it's going to be very interesting. And I love that everyone's back. Fans are back, and we have a full season. Great.
Okay, Sports Up live from the Hicksville Studios, NFL, Ed Allnow and Eileen talking to us. Mets and the Yankees, 3-1 lead, 4-2 lead, 7-2 lead. It was 7-4. Dusty Baker and the Astros come on back to win a huge game. But, you know, there's two winners here. Astros come back and win a big game at home to go into the playoffs. And the Yankees take 2 out of 3 against one of the top team crushes. I'm looking for him to join us, but maybe he won't. Maybe he will. Hold on, little music again. Don't move. That's it. It's going to Black Tech Radio. Yeah, we're coming right back here. Dinah Ross. You joining us? No. Oh, yeah, yeah. Go. It's good. Yeah. Leave that. I'll go back and for you. Okay, thanks, lady. First lady. Okay. In the background, Dinah Ross. Dinah Ross, you know, Dinah Ross with a group called the Primes Mets. And they had a male group called the Primes. Bruce and Projects, if I'm correct, in Detroit. They became the Supremes. Rest history. Greatest female group of all time. And she's one of the greatest female singers of all time. That thing about discovering the Jackson 5, that's done so. It was a primo setup. First lady said it. But first lady. Okay. First lady, just send me your name. Joe, I'm going to tell you something. My number one quarterback on any team I have is Joe Namath. You can have Brady. You can have Montana. Elway may be my backup with Jefferson and Joe Gilliam. But my number one guy, if Joe Namath was around today where you couldn't touch his receivers, he'd kill you. He'd kill you. Big A, where's Lil Pete at?
Doc, I'm not sure. I tried calling him a couple times.
Okay, yeah, because he hit me too, and I couldn't get him. Okay, all right. Well, hey, I got a Big A menu, baby. You got Jordan over Chamberlain. That's the reason. Top four of the Big Four. Man, boy, the Big Four: Roberto Duran, Ray Leonard, Tommy Hearns, and Hagler. He picked Hearns and Ray Leonard. But I said, you know, hey, look, Roberto Duran came up 2 weight classes past his prime and beat arguably the second greatest welterweight of all time. Duran's still my number one guy there. I got Leonard number two, and then we can pick it back and forth because, you know, go ahead.
Gosh, here's the thing, though. Those four fighters, if all those four fight each other, or if the other three fight Roberto Duran is controlling the fight against all three of those guys.
To this point that you brought.
He's going to be the most calm fighter. He's going to be in control. He's going to keep them at a distance that he wants. He's going to look for his punch, and I think he'll beat all of those guys, honestly.
Well, you know, the thing is, what's up with the younger man? Duran's biggest feather in his cap, and I have a picture of him. Now, Doc County Sports at Blog Talk Radio, trusting God. DocCountySports.com is a site you want to get on into my memorabilia collection. We have everything there. I'm puzzled. Autograph cap by Billy Paul, who I miss immensely. Got a chance to be down in Brazil with him with the number one international Deixo Cotamasso Jr. and Billy. This one, well, Billy was a boxer too. Him and Miles Davis both, you know, were boxers. But you talk about Duran. You know, Durant was a star and a champion before all those guys came on the scene. Before Sugar Ray Leonard became Sugar Ray and Tommy Hearn, the Hitman, and Hagler became Marvelous, Durant always was sweet, Marvelous, and the Hitman in his division. It was all three of them. In the background, Marvin Gaye. Hold on. Got a chance to meet Mr. Gaye, too. And that's what Carlos said. Marvin Gaye, as a lot of people, I mean, knowing, was preparing to become a defensive back for the Detroit Lions. And he made a deal with the coach, and he trained and everything. And the coach told him when he fulfilled his obligation of getting ready, he said, you know, Marvin, look, you're too great of an artist from a musical standpoint. It would be a loss for mankind for you to be a cornerback instead of the Marvin Gaye, the singer. The rest, they say, is history. But Marvin had gotten himself in shape. He's going to be a cornerback. Allen Iverson, the Eagles wanted Allen to play for him. People get Allen Iverson was the number one. But
speaking of defensive backs, there was this time I was having a conversation with one of my friends. We were talking about the best football player of all time. He goes break. And I was like, okay, that's fine. What?
The greatest cornerback?
No, greatest player in NFL history. And I think it's actually pretty.
Whoa. Prime time, the greatest defensive player of all time?
No. We were talking about greatest football player of all time, and he said Brady, and I said Deion Sanders.
No. But greatest football player of all time is Jim Brown. Jim Brown with Lawrence Taylor right there, 1-1-8. Jim Brown's greatest football player of all time. Brady is a great quarterback. Yeah, you know, Brady, you know, what helped Brady was win the Super Bowl with Tampa Bay. That enhances legend. Brady's team always seemed to get the call. The greatest football player, in my opinion, not Stanley, is Lawrence Taylor and Jim Brown. Quarterback, you know, because Taylor and Brown were out there on their own. Once you handed Jim Brown the ball, that was on Jim Brown. You know, Brady had the line, had the guys you could pass the ball to. You know, Brady's a great guy, a great human being, wonderful guy, meeting him on different occasions, but great football player. And it's a consensus among the players. It's Jim Brown. It's Jim Brown and Lawrence Taylor. But it's not Brady. Greatest quarterback? I'll buy that. I can buy into that. Greatest football player? No. Quarterback can't be the greatest football player of all time. At one time, there was a consensus maybe it was Johnny Unitas. Different era, though. Different era. You know, you can't touch the receivers anymore. If Joe, I just told somebody, if Joe Namath was around today, he'd get $4,000 or $5,000 a year, a yard. Jim, my quarterback, number one quarterback, Gale says Jim Brown in the backfield. That's it. Now you can have whoever you want. Backup quarterback, okay, give me Elway, give me Moon, give me Jefferson, George Gillett. You have what you want. You can take Brady, you can take Montana, you can take Bradshaw, take all you want. Just give me Broadway Joe, the Kansas Comet, Jim Brown, Jefferson Street, Joe Gilliam, Elway, and Juan Moon. Now you can you know, take what you want. Take what you want, you know. Take what you want. Dr. Eddie's wasn't at Block Talk Radio Trust and Government Network and the closing minutes are still on air. Euro won by Italy, and England has to feel bad. They had some penalty kicks that were, one was just crazy. He didn't even get it in the net. If he got it in the net, England wins the Euro Cup. And all you people in America understand this. No one's sport in the world ain't football. Super Bowl is not the most watched game in the world. Millions. Billions. B-I-L-L-I-O-N. Billions watch the World Cup. Lionel Messi makes $162 million a year. $162 million a year. Yesterday, for the first time, he won a major championship. We thought he was going to win the World Cup in 2014 in Italy and Brazil. He didn't. Won the Copa Cup yesterday against Neymar, who's the heir apparent to the great Brazilian players, Ronaldo, Ronaldinho, Sir Ding Ding, and the greatest player of all time, Pelé, 1-0. They had 1-2 games back-to-back 1-0 to get into the finals. And they were the better team, but they didn't get the goal that they needed, at least to tie the game, take it into penalty shots. And so that's that. Dr. Stanley, Sports and Depth, Blossom, Grand Trust of Government Network. It is Sports and Depth, Wimbledon, Euro. Wimbledon won by Novak. And Euro Championship won by Italy. Yes, the Copa Cup was won by Argentina. We got some fights coming next week. Gerald, tell me if I get this here for you. We got some fights coming on. Don't move, Big A. We got a fight coming here next week. I think I knocked it out. Let me go back to my latest stuff. We thought this fight was going to be yesterday. I got to find Big A, who won that fight yesterday between McGregor and the other guy?
Oh,
did on that one for me?
Doc, you won't believe it.
Yeah.
So first round, right?
Mm-hmm.
Poirier he's kicking his ass.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was a non-contact injury. McGregor fell back and he broke his ankle. It snapped. So
okay, that's
I
heard about that. That's what I heard about. Yeah. So McGregor. So McGregor lost due to injury.
Yeah, it was a non-contact injury.
So. Wow. I had read about it. I just wanted to get the confirmation of what you did. So that's that. Wow. That's that. We got Charlo. So now that gives him a fourth fight. They've already fought. So it's 2-1. McGregor is on the downhill side of that. He's 1-2. And I'm looking for my updated information on, I thought the fight was happening yesterday, but it's not. But we have one of the Charo brothers. I should have kept it like I should have. He's fighting this coming Saturday. His junior middleweight, is it junior middleweight, junior welterweight championship. And it should be a pretty good fight. Fighting a tough opponent. Gilberto Junior, the Latin side of Baltimore Boxing, was saying that he's fighting a really tough opponent, and it should be a pretty tough fight for him. But after that, I believe his brother is crying out for Canelo, and then he's looking for either the winner, Spence and Pacquiao. Yeah, okay. Jermell Charlo will be fighting against Brian Castillo. That's a fight that's set up for this week. They're doing some things around the city. The weigh-in will be on Friday in San Antonio, Texas. I'm trying to get Charlo's record for you as he comes into this fight. Looking to stay undefeated. Okay, Charlo against Castillo will be unified WBC, WBA, and IBF welterweight champion Jermell Charlo and W World champion Brian Castillo battle for the undisputed status at super welterweight as of all 464 belts are in the balance for the first time in history on Saturday, this Saturday, July 17th, live on Showtime from AT&T Center in San Antonio in a premier boxing champions event. Oh, my man got to pass out to him, my man Tim Smith, too. So, once again, Charlo Castillo, first time ever all the belts be up this coming Saturday. It's on Showtime. Timmy Lennon Jr., it's Showtime. Those of you guys from a contact media, Kelly Swanson, first lady of Boxing INT, Kelly Chris de Blasio from Showtime, Greg Domino from Showtime, Steve Pratt from BZA, and Tim Smith, my man. BCC, PBC, Tim Smith, one of the great boxing writers of all time, and media credentials you can put in for those through Magna Media. That's this coming Saturday down in Texas, Charo. And he's putting it, he's got the most belts here, too. He's got the WBA, WBC, and IBF belt, and he'll be looking to get the WBO belt by Brian Castillo, who has it. It's this Saturday coming they'll be fighting for the undisputed junior welterweight championship of the world, premier boxing champions. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be just coming Saturday. Looking for yesterday, but I'm glad I was erroneous, and that was the case. So good. Back then, it wasn't the Block Talk Radio Trust and Government Network. Big A is with me. Don't know where Lou Pete is at. What's in the Block Talk Radio Trust and Government Network? Talking about harder things here. Marvin Gaye in the background. Hold on. Some of the great music from a great time. You hear a record and it puts you in a special place, a special time, and you just thank God that you're still here to remember that time. Sports of the Block Talk Radio Trust and Government Network, Big A. It's Jordan over Chamberlain for him. Too, as you always do, Big A. Love it, baby. Okay, Big A, this goes me and you. We ain't through. Talk to me some more.
Doc, I actually got to go.
Okay, 10-4, okay. But, with that being, we're going to have Marvin Gaye. As this is say before going away, but Big A, last thoughts before you leave me, baby. What's your last thoughts and concepts?
I'll give you a question, Doc.
Go ahead, let me have it.
So, you know this guy he's playing right now. His name is Patrick Mahomes. You know who that is?
Who's that?
Do you know who Patrick Mahomes is?
Patrick Mahomes, a great quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
No, I know him. His dad was a pitcher for the Mets. I remember his dad, when he pitched for the Mets, buddies went over to him. He got his new apartment. Yeah. No,
yeah,
hold on, Big A. Hold on, Big A.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, Big A. Let me have it, baby.
Doc, you know, I think Mahomes actually got drafted in the MLB a few years ago too. It was late round, but he's actually very good at baseball too as a pitcher.
Yeah. Well, Jim Brown was selected as a player for baseball. Babe Winfield, my buddy who I talk all the day, is the only player drafted by the NBA, the ABA, the NFL, and the AFL, Major League Baseball. Great player, great human being. Yeah. Yeah. Mahomes is some kind of quarterback. Some injuries, guess he has. That's going to affect him in the ensuing years because that's something else. But with that being said, okay, you got to run, Big A?
Yeah, Doc. Thank you, though, for having me.
Okay. Yeah, always having me, baby. Let me know what's going to be. You tell me, you guys got a podcast now?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what me and Nico are going to call it, but I'll let you know.
Oh, you know. Okay. All right. Okay, with Big A on his way. All right, stay in touch. Big A was on his way, but Marvin Gaye has this to say before we say goodnight today. Big A, love you, baby. Talk to you later.
Love you, Doc.
Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time. When the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No, bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try
to save a world?
To save a world
that's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
Such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
is to blame.
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, but who really cares? Who's willing to try? Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, to save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
A Rádio Pajeú é o mundo todo. Fala, Stanley, direto dos Estados Unidos.
Meu nome é Doug Stanley.
Meu nome é Doug Stanley.
E eu moro em Nova York.
Eu moro em Nova York.
Nos Estados Unidos.
Nos Estados Unidos.
E estou ouvindo Radio Web Pajeú.
Estou ouvindo a Rádio Web Pajeú.
Um abraço.
Um abraço.
Hugs. God bless you.
Deus abençoe você.
Eita, menino, quer dizer que agora é internacional, é?
Yes. Ué.
And if I may say that the fourth in-depth mission is here. The fourth in-depth panel is here. I'm Melvin Jr., I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good Doc.
Wow, Michael Jackson. What a Michael Jackson quote. Lies are sprints. The truth are marathons. Heavy. Lies are sprints. The truth are marathons. Michael Joseph Jackson. As we go here in 2009, he passed. It is now the June gone. Wow. 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 12 years? We're talking 12 years now? We're talking more than 12 years. Oh, my goodness. 2009, 2019 was 10. It's 12 years. Remember when I heard it? I can't stand performing Glory Gaynor at a show in the garden. I've got his voice at Block Talk Radio and Trust in God Radio Network. We might be ready to go.
here. Let's see here. Let's try this one more time.
I'm
Sport to Death from Blog Talk Radio on the Crystal Guard Network has been brought to you by Medicare. Medicare, we go everywhere because your care is our number one priority in care. Sports and Death, brought to you by Medicare, 315 East Hemrick Road in the Bronx. We deliver all boroughs, all times, everywhere from 10:30 to 4:30. We'll bring it to you. Also, Sam's Leather Goods Repair and Mike Watches and Jewelry Repair on 65th Street between 2nd and 1st Avenues in New York City. Sport to Death. Medicare. Leave it everywhere because your care is our first priority and our number one care. And Mike's Watches stands up with you. 65th Street in Manhattan between 2nd and 1st Avenue. Hey, Sports to Death is brought to you by these sponsors. Gentlemen, we thank you.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Truck and God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
someone like you is 'cause you're mine. It's 'cause you're you. It's 'cause I'm loved. It's what I.
From Beauty and Barbershop Andres, located in the Bronx, New York, 27B, 175th Street. Hola, este es Panamá, de Beauty Barbershop Andres, ubicado aquí en el Bronx, en la calle 175. Venga y ve a su barbero, el Gran Panamá.
Doc Stanley, sports in the Blog Talk Radio, from the Christian Guard Radio Network, Doc Stanley and the Posse, Panama. That's the place to be. Christian Guard.
And if I may say that the sports in-depth nation is here. The sports in-depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the truck. In God, the radio network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
And the sounds of yesterday can tip. Woogie woogie. Hope you enjoyed some of the classics from yesteryear. Trent Eden Show, Big A got us, Big Pete. We lost someone online, but it's time to go into the show. Doc Stanley Sports in the Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and God Radio Network. And yeah, it's time to go. Into the show. Doc Stanley Sports in the Blog Talk Radio on Trust and God Radio. Italy wins the Euro. Argentina wins the Copa. Yankees lose after up 7-2, 7-4. Astros with 8 in the bottom of the ninth. My man, Dusty Baker. And the crew come through. World Series. Excuse me. Also a game. Dusty was in 4 players to the game. A song that Sam Cooke sung that kind of Sam Cooke wrote this at the end about women running the world. I only went here when he came to the world.
Just like the river I've been running.
That's all right. Jim Brown.
Ever since.
Malcolm Beck.
It's been a long,
a year later.
A long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too. But I'm afraid to die. stars up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Yeah.
Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
The song that my mother taught me as a kid, he'll close us out. Sam, that change ain't come. It ain't come yet. It ain't coming. I'm sitting in the office, not even the sessions out of the network. We're ready to let it go. Welcome to Live Talk Radio on the Trusting God Network. Christ, Lord Jesus. Sports and Death, Wimbledon, Euro, Sunday. Trusting God. Sports and Death. Melvin Doc Stanley Senior in Sports Posse is an in-depth informative educational historical look at the world of sports on this year's renowned and legendary world-winning radio show. Doc has Posse members, NFL, they're all knowing Eileen, and the Big A and Little Pete joining him on this Wimbledon Euro Sunday segment. Sports and which diverses from both a daily and social perspective, bringing also both an in-depth look and perspective not only on the sports of our times, but too of the players and performers of the said event, both now and of yesteryear. Sports and Depth, a.k.a. SID, also brings us a unique strategy of sports from in-depth perspective. Not just athletics, because as it takes God-given talent and conditioning, and two takes a God-blessed mind fueled with passion, determined intellect, and belief in competing and accomplishing too. With in-depth knowledge and diverse intellect from Doc's iconic posse, sports and depth is too the world in depth. Thanks for joining us once again, where we always broke the rumors, all set issues, and brand new truth. The people you once went to for all the answers, you find now either have none, nor from the ones they gave you in the past were wrong. It may be understood, but you still don't understand. Meeting some people can be both an experience and an adventure. Forgiving has to be full and complete. Otherwise, it ain't not only not real, but solely fake. That's only words of good wisdom and truth, a.k.a. usually we use words as well. Doc Stanley, sports and the Blog Talk Radio, and the question God will never. I say from the bottom of my heart, oh yeah. By the grace of God, God bless you all. The trust in God, sports and death, Blog Talk Radio, on the Trust in God Radio Network. Sports and Death, Block Talk Radio, and the Trusted God of the Network. Thanks for being with us once again. And as always, from the bottom of my heart, and always, trust in God. Sports and Death, Block Talk Radio, and the Trusted God of the Network.
I was walking down the street in a little old country town. I saw a rusty penny half buried in the ground.
As I reach down to
party,
pick
up,
yeah, I'm gonna go home early.
I saw
okay.
Nathan
rushing.
Yeah, you been all right?
Yep,
these
good.
Words just barely visible.
Okay.
And
good. Right,
okay. We trust.
Okay.
I held it.
I'm fine. That's your opinion.
Then suddenly, I knew what God, in all his wisdom, would have me say and do. He used this worthless penny to make me understand that life is not worth living without the Master's hand.
Oh, in God we trust. In God we trust. We're lost just like this penny, unless in God we trust.
And then I heard a still small voice within me whisper, very clear, be still and know that I am God, and I'm always near. When all your dreams come tumbling down around you in the dust, remember this lost penny and place in me your trust.
Oh, in God we trust. In God we trust. We're lost just like this penny, unless in God we trust. Yeah.
Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
passa, ela menina que vem e que passa, um doce balanço caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? Ah, beleza que existe. A beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding. But I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night. And we'll see you next time on Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.